Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. This is Apostle Ambassador Pastor Barbara Verse, also a teacher. But I'm going to use, praise God, all the authority by the name of God. As long as I'm working for him, I have that privilege. And I want to talk to you about a privilege that we should have. And it's in reference to us not tending against our sisters and brothers. And it's coming out of Ephesians 6 through 18. And I have learned that as many battles that I've been in, and I've been in some physical fights too as well, it didn't resolve the issue. The issues were still there. And there was someone, we'll call him, demons backing up the problem, escalating it to the point that I could have gotten killed. And it was with my husband during that time. But I ended up beating him and would have completed the victory if he hadn't punched me in my stomach. He had to find a way out, and that was to weaken me. Well, that's the way Satan is. He's trying to find a way to weaken us, and we're going around fighting against our sisters and brothers, arguing with them, and trying to get the victory in words, and then in physical attacks, killing them out to resolve an issue that was never should have gone that far, because we're not supposed to fight against our sisters and brothers. So too many of us today want to fight our enemies with violence. Kill them out, get out, I'll resolve it, I'll kill them. Knives and guns and whatever weapons they can pick up to kill them out. And whatever we can get in our hands to harm us. And we take violence out on children real bad and do other things. But this is not the warfare that we should pick up and the way it should be resolved. Saints, we are supposed to resolve our problems, amen, through God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In heaven there are districts, regions, jurisdictions, and there are laws given by God for the angels to abide by, even Satan. Satan was assigned a certain jurisdiction in heaven, and when he got exalted and wanted to take over God's job, God stripped him of his calling, his position, his anointing, as well as the power. So when God stripped him down, Isaiah 14 tells you about that, how he took away Satan's power. And Satan worked on us, in definition, to take away our power, to weaken us so that we can't fight back. So he uses all kinds of deception, word curses, all kind of manipulation, sex, lust, demons, all kinds that will cause us to embrace him instead of God. He'll blind the mind, he'll blind the eyes, and he'll blind the everything that would give us insight concerning the word. He takes away the word from us. When these angels fell, they were given territories to dwell in. They are the first of all the deception that is in the earth realm. They're the fallen angels. Then they begin to use insects, animals, all kinds of spiritual beings and demons that would come in the natural form as humans. They are dead carcasses, but yet and still they look just like those that died out that were evil. And they would use animals and all kinds of beings, or the animals' kingdom, amen, praise God, the fowl kingdom, the beast kingdom, all of these kingdoms after their death, to use them, because if you notice, animals won't be in heaven. I don't know what you think, but they're not going to be there. But they have a place to go. Everybody's assigned a place to go. So because of this, Jesus made an open show of the principalities and their powers and the wickedness that he even spoiled them. Amen. You can read Colossians 2:15. You can read Colossians 1:16. Through 17, and then Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, where Jesus really defeated those principalities and those powers. Well, those principalities simply mean those that were prince that ruled over states and regions, and Jesus had created them for his glory and for his purpose at one time, but they join in with Satan, and they begin to allow Satan a chance to go in, and on the principalities, the powers, the spiritual wickedness in high places, they would assist him in reigning over humans. So the armor was needed, amen, and then with the whole armor, we needed to be able to protect ourselves and to walk in authority. And when Jesus had ascended on high, he literally spoiled those principalities and made a sure, open sure of them that we should have the same power he has, because being born again, we are spiritual beings, not walking and living in the flesh, but living in the spirit realm, because that's who we supposed to contend against, the spirits, the evil spirits, and not our sisters and brothers. So the armor is there to protect us, and it is a protective covering. Your flesh is a protective covering for your lungs and heart and liver, bladder, amen, kidneys and all of that. But the whole armor of God is a spiritual armor that operate in securing our life and protecting us from the demons that attack us to cause us to attack others. There are seven parts to the armor: truth, righteousness, gospel of peace, salvation, spirit, which is the word of God, and prayer. I would like to speak to you on the armor first, because we need it. Amen. Praise God. In the battle, you don't go out to battle when don't have a whole armor on. That's why God has trained us, amen, and pushed us to the point that we will accept what he's saying and begin to learn how to fight. We're his soldiers. Without the armor on, them demons can tie you up. They try to get you even when you have the armor on, so you're constantly contending against the enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, and what? And high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. their position and strategic position that they take is to keep you from getting up to the third heaven. And in order to do that, they keep fighting you with sicknesses, disease, murder, all kinds of violence to keep you from reaching your goal. Because once you are born again, you're supposed to be a new creature, being of the spirit and not of the flesh. So you're supposed to act like and be like who you say you are. But if you don't have that old armor on, them devils will tear you up. So first we need to understand what's going on and how to deal with it. Jesus is your soul survivor. He's the one that showed you how to defeat these principalities and powers. Yet the lion got about with truth. The lion is the part of the body between the ribs and the hip. Amen. Bone, your lion girt about with truth will need to express the truth concerning God's word in order to keep us out of danger. Amen. John 8 and 32 states, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. John 14 and 1 and 6 say, and John 16, 13, howbeit when he that is literally the spirit of truth is come, he will guide and teach you into all truth. Jesus born into this world, amen, in flesh-like form, but he was total spirit. This world, amen, needed Jesus to come, but because Satan would defeat each and every one of us. Just like that. Demons hold many forms, many shapes, and they are like a cloud. They are liquefied, and they are look like Casper the Ghost, but also they look like humans. And then Satan is a serpent, but he also take on many forms. He'll come in like a black smoke, a smoke like that has on a hat and a black uniform. He always is into darkness, not unless he want to change his form. Now, I can't complete this today, but I will go back on it tomorrow because you need to know who's fighting you and how to deal with it. God bless.